Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, it's Isaiah Pacheco. You're listening to The Drive with Keraton Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our guest, Nate Taylor of The Athletic, covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Nate, how you doing, my man?
Oh, Carrington, I'm ready for day two. You know, I got a nice little nap in, so I'm ready to go, my guy.
Absolutely, man. I'm 100% there with you. Let's start with this. I am not surprised that the Chiefs drafted Xavier Worthy. I think we knew they were either going to go offensive line or wide receiver. I am very surprised that Buffalo gave them the pick to go draft Xavier Worthy.
Right. And based on what we know, they better get, you know, one of the receivers from San Francisco. Right. If you're not going to get, if you're not going to replace Stephon Diggs with Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, obviously that comes with obviously giving a contract involved, then it doesn't really make sense to trade out of the first round when obviously the Bills need receiver help just as much as the Chiefs. The Bills are trying to contend just as much as the Chiefs. The Bills have a superstar quarterback just as much as the Chiefs. So it was fascinating that even when both teams agreed to stay on the phone, which is a achievement in and of itself, Carrington, I thought the Buffalo Bills would have squeezed the Chiefs a little bit more for more picks, more draft capital, put the Chiefs in a real dicey situation. Hey, if they want to come up for a receiver and it's A'Day Mitchell or Xavier Worthy, hey, I need an extra pick maybe in next year's draft just to make it sting a little bit. Instead, they essentially did some pick swaps, and Buffalo got out of round one so that it could probably position itself to get maybe multiple second-round picks for the services of Brandon Ayuk, or obviously if they want to get younger, they're going to need more players than obviously the picks they had entering the draft. It's a little bit of a gamble on Buffalo, but for Kansas City to try to achieve a three-peat, they understand their offense has to have more potency, more explosive plays, more deep threats downfield. And so getting Xavier Worthy makes a ton of sense for the Chiefs when you add in Marquise Brown. But the Buffalo Bills, the jury's still out because I kind of want to see what they do tonight. And if they can, again, swap Stephon Diggs for a younger version, perhaps an even better player like Brandon Ayuk, who is currently on the market with San Francisco, knowing that they can't pay everybody over there.
I guess at least for me, trying to look at it objective, like trying to be neutral on this, if I'm Buffalo, I would never do what Patrick Mahomes wants me to do. Like, You know this as well as anybody. This was the wide receiver that he wanted. Like, if you had called Patrick at pick 21 and said, hey, we're taking a wide receiver, what wide receiver do you want? He would have told you Xavier Worthy, I believe. So if I'm Buffalo and I think that and I have this information, I'm not going to help you get the wide receiver that you absolutely want. Maybe he falls to you at 32, but we're not going to help you out. Why would we do that?
Right. And again, that's why I think tonight is so vital for the Bills, because they're trying to do a similar version of the Chiefs retooling, I would say, from 2022, right? Obviously, you're getting rid of old veteran players. You want to get younger. You want to get more dynamic. But you have to, execute your plan. To your point, Carrington, yeah, if Patrick Mahomes likes Xavier Worthy and you know you got to play him, whether it's in the regular season or obviously in January, why would we want to give him more weapons to surround him and Travis Kelce, of course, who's going to be 35? So with that in mind, I just thought the Bills would have treated – yesterday's call like so many teams did in last year's draft, right? The Jaguars pick up the phone and say, no, we want more. The Cowboys say, no, we want to make our own selection. The Baltimore Ravens say, oh, you want Zay Flowers? Well, no, we'll take Zay Flowers, actually. We'll actually utilize him and do pretty well with him in our own offense. So for the Bills to trade down, there's got to be more to it than just that specific move. But I can't imagine it was great to be a Bills fan last night to know that your team is trying to, again, retool for the next phase of Josh Allen's career, and you are systematically helping the team that has eliminated you from the playoffs three of the last 4 years, and they got the fastest guy in the draft.
Nate, out of those three wide receivers, because there were three that kind of kept being mocked to Kansas City, Ladd McConkey, A.D. Mitchell, and Xavier Worthy, I wanted Mitchell. Rob was also on board with A.D. Mitchell. Which out of those three did you want?
I think if you wanted a one-size-fit-all, it was probably Mitchell, right? Because he had, good speed and great height, right? 6'4", could run for days, could be more of a guy in the intermediate area. Obviously has some deep threat ability as well. But if you wanted a true blend, a true all-purpose receiver, I think A.D. Mitchell is what you're asking for. But this is Andy Reid. This is Brett Veach. And as I wrote in The Athletic last night, and you can read it now on our website, this is not reminiscent of Tyreek Hill. This is reminiscent of DeSean Jackson. This is Brett Veach, basically doubling up, because he was the one who, really encouraged Andy Reid to see DeSean Jackson in his offense in Philadelphia and how his speed was going to create so much space for not only himself, but for other players in the offense. They essentially believe the same thing is going to happen with Xavier Worthy. Now, the body types are not quite exactly, obviously, Xavier Worthy slightly faster than DeSean Jackson. And Andy Reid's always going to prefer speed, and valuing that speed allows his own scheme to open up so much for the quarterback in terms of picking his options and keeping the defense on its heels to a certain extent. Do you blitz? Do you, do you try to play man-to-man coverage, or are you just going to have to do that, that shell coverage in the zone and just hope that you don't get knifed to death all the way down the field? Well, the Chiefs have done that really well for the last 2 years for the most part, but they need more explosive plays. And of the three, you know, players you named, McConkey's a really good, I think, slot receiver, could potentially move to the perimeter now and then. A.D. Mitchell, he could have a better career because he might be more durable. He might sustain himself over the course of his NFL career. But if you're talking about the next 2 years, 2024 and 2025, if Xavier Worthy can get real results in terms of explosive plays, if he can track the ball downfield, which is different than Mecole Hardman, then it's a home run pick, and it allows Mahomes to reconnect on deep passes, which made him obviously so potent, so lethal in 2018, 2019. You know, Travis Kelce can't do this forever. So them trading up and finally drafting a receiver in the first round, they want that player to be a home run star caliber playmaker. And Xavier Worthy has the most potential to do that. So I think the real yin and yang is who will have a better career, Worthy or Mitchell. You can make an argument for either guy. But in the immediate, as Brett Veach said last night, if we have Rashee Rice, you know, Xavier Worthy, Marquise Brown, and Travis Kelce all together by Thanksgiving, and they're all healthy and they're all playing well, that is a top five potential offense, and that will help you get back to being not only the number one seed in the AFC, but potentially winning a third championship, something no one's done before in the modern NFL era.
That's where I am with this as well. Am I wanting Mitchell? But I also just have to acknowledge just Andy Reid certainly has a type. Like, he is a kind of receiver that he looks for. You got Jeremy Maclin, DeShaun Jackson, Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill. Like, there is a kind of receiver that he likes. And what does excite me about Xavier Worthy is, I mean, we're talking about a guy who was a proven wide receiver at a Power 5 level. That's not what Sky Moore was. That's not right. What Kadarius Toney was in college. That's not what Mecole Hardman was. I mean, we're talking about Xavier Worthy. I mean, he had almost 1,000 yards as a freshman at Texas and had 1,000 yards this past season for a team that went to the college football playoff. Like, this is the best wide receiver prospect they've had since Bo, probably. And that was, what, 20 years ago, 15 years ago now?
Yeah, a little more than 15 years ago. And in terms of just transitioning from the college NFL, being pro-ready, as so many analysts like to say, all that matters is can Xavier Worthy hold up for 17 games, 18 games, 20, obviously, if you make it to the Super Bowl. That'll be the real question. But I thought it was fascinating that when I looked at his entire body of work in college, the guy never missed a game. So he is reliable. Obviously, he's a home run hitter. He can take a jet sweep and take it to the house. He can obviously be perhaps, and I know this sounds crazy, perhaps an even better punt returner than Kadarius Toney, even though Kadarius Toney's more known for his elusiveness. All Xavier Worthy has to do is make one cut and get upfield. So there's potential for Worthy to be a real nice addition for Patrick Mahomes, which, again, will open up more opportunities for Travis Kelce, maybe Rashee Rice, in the second half of the season, depending on, you know, what his, you know, suspension is going to be for violating the personal conduct policy, and obviously whatever he does from a legal standpoint, whether he reaches a plea agreement or not. And then, of course, you know, this is a little bit of an insurance for both Marquise Brown, right? He's only on a one-year contract. He's obviously known for his speed. He's obviously, you know, a slender body type compared to the average receiver in the NFL. So, if one guy goes down, at least you have the other one to still, you know, serve that role in the offense. And if you have both of them playing at a high level, well, now the defense really is in a bind, and they may be forced to blitz more often or play more man coverage so that, you know, Mahomes just doesn't sit back in the pocket and make deep completions over and over again. So for all the things that, you know, Xavier Worthy sort of opens up for the Chiefs, it makes a lot of sense. It's exciting. And similar to Trent McDuffie, right, they had never really traded up and gotten into the top 20s in the first round. Well, this is the first time they've actually made a move to go get a receiver for Patrick Mahomes, as you've pointed out, Carrington, who's actually productive year over year, not some one-year wonder, not someone who's just known for their talent on occasion, but not only the fastest guy, but, again, someone who can track the ball well, can make explosive plays, and, again, is one of the most reliable receivers in this entire draft class. He never missed a game at Texas, even though he is, you know, 165, 170, maybe 180 on a good day.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of The Athletic, going through round one for the Kansas City Chiefs, also looking ahead. Nate, did you hear any rumblings about them taking an offensive lineman? Because I wanted them to take Tyler Guyton. I wanted them to go offensive line in round one, and then they could double back in round two, potentially move up to go get a wide receiver. That's what I wanted them to do. Obviously, that's not what they did. And then Tyler Guyton goes one pick after they take Xavier Worthy. Did you hear any rumblings about them taking an offensive lineman in round one, or was most of the conversation centered around which wide receiver they were going to take?
It's a fascinating thing that happened last night, Carrington. I think with Brock Bowers going to the Las Vegas Raiders, all of a sudden the Chiefs were kind of in range, right? They would have loved to have had, you know, Joe Alt, but he went 5 to the Chargers. So when that happens, you're like, oh boy, maybe the run on tackles is going to start even earlier than you expect or assume. But that really didn't happen, you know, when you have the first 14 players be on offense and it's tight ends and receivers and 6 quarterbacks. I mean, it's nuts. So you get into the late teens, and all of a sudden, I think that's when the Chiefs started to, you know, kind of talk themselves into, hey, let's see what's out there. Let's see how much we'd have to give up. Maybe it's a future, you know, second-round pick next year. Maybe it's a couple thirds. Ultimately, I think this is the vote of confidence that they are willing to give Donovan Smith another one-year contract to be the projected starter and to potentially push Wanya Morris to see how much he can tap into his potential at left tackle in his second year. So going out and getting a receiver, that's helped Mahomes, right? And they know Donovan Smith is capable, even though he's an older veteran, he'll be in year 10, but you can give him a nice raise, and he already knows the system. And again, him and Wanya Morris worked out for much of the second half of last season. And so you have options there at left tackle, even though you would love to trade up for a guy like, you know, maybe Guyton, who could be a potential first round, you know, plug and play left tackle. I'm not sure that's the case. The Chiefs didn't want to necessarily take that big of a risk with a premium position when, you know, they have always leaned on veterans at left tackle. And that is essentially going to stay the case, in my opinion, as of right now, based on what I understand. So Donovan Smith is always one call away. You know, I thought Mims might have been the prospect that they were looking into, but I believe Mims went to Cincinnati. Is that correct, Carrington?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he goes to Cincinnati, and at that point, I think that was sort of their last line on tackles, based on my understanding. So now it becomes, okay, do we want to stay for corner? Do we want to stay for receiver? Obviously, some corners started to go late into the, you know, early 20s, basically, and then the Chiefs make their move because, as Brett Veach said last night, you're concerned about maybe a team that's at the top of round two wanting to get back into round one to getting that receiver. Another thing you have to think about, too, is in terms of the fifth-year contract that a first-round pick gets on arrival, that contract is actually more valuable at receiver than tackle. Even though the left tackle may be with the team for longer, right? He may be on the team for 8 to 10 years, but getting, you know, production from a premium position where, as we saw yesterday, I mean, Ramon St. Brown is not the best receiver in the league, kids, but he's making the most money. So you would like that fifth-year contract to go at, you know, a non-quarterback position. It's most likely on offense going to be at receiver now. And so I think that was also another factor for the Chiefs, too. Hey, if Mims isn't there, we can't get Joe Alt. You know, we don't think any of these guys can come in and start on day one. Then let's just kind of run it back with Donovan Smith, see if we can get, you know, another good year out of him. If not, then you have Wanya Morris in year two. But we can't get a tackle that's as talented as Xavier Worthy is right now at receiver.
I know you've mentioned Donovan Smith a couple of times. If I had to ask you to give me a percentage on which Donovan Smith is on the roster for this upcoming season, it sounds like your number would be incredibly high.
It's about 70% would be my case. As of right now, my estimation, I should say. Donovan Smith wants to win. He's not interested in signing for the New York Jets with the idea of like, oh, well, maybe it'll work out. Donovan Smith has played with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. It's real tantalizing to stay in that sort of threshold of knowing who you're playing for, what the expectation is, obviously being in a championship, environment. And so I think Donovan Smith loved his time playing for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs understand that, like, he wasn't a top priority in free agency because obviously they had to get what they felt was a veteran receiver. They had to re-sign Chris Jones. Brett Veach said, look, you know, we don't have that many defensive linemen. So they basically re-signed as many of the defensive linemen as they can, even including Mike Dana, who waited for them, in essence, because of the hang-up with the L'Jarius Sneed trade. So with all that being said, you know, Donovan Smith is still a priority, but he doesn't have to be done at this moment. And again, you know, because he knows the offense and because it's voluntary, you know, OTA periods right now, he doesn't have to technically be on the roster, but you would love for him to be on the team at some point in like the middle of May, get a couple reps in, see where the new playbook is headed. Obviously, you have mandatory minicamp, and then you can start with training camp. But I would say about 70 to 75% because as much as people want to say, let's kick the tires on David Bakhtiari, kids, he's always hurt. He's not healthy now. David Bakhtiari may have to wait for much of the offseason and see how the injury bug sort of affects teams in, you know, training camp or the preseason. So I know there's some options out there, but if you want continuity and you want solid play from the left tackle position, Donovan Smith is probably your best option right now.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor here for a couple of more minutes. Nate, let's fast forward to the second round today. The Chiefs have the 64th overall pick. They have a handful of fourth round picks, 131 and 133. I think they're still in a position to move up and trade one of those fourth round picks if necessary. Let's say there's somebody there that they really like at 56. You use one of those fourth round picks, you move up to get exactly what you want. You don't have a third round pick anyway. They also could trade back. We could see what happens here. How do you kind of see today playing itself out? Are you going offensive line, or because they've got the Donovan Smith, could they just go best player available, go somewhere else on the board, and they're not focused on offensive line in round two?
Right, they could be on offensive line, could still be a target, but I think it would be interior. Right, I've written about this in The Athletic too. Trey Smith is entering the last year of his contract, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Tooney's coming off a torn pectoral muscle. And Mike Caliendo is the new Nick Allegretti, but he has obviously not played as many games as Nick Allegretti. So I know this isn't like, you know, rocket science, but you might need to draft a guard at some point in this draft. Now, obviously doing it in the second round would be a little sweet. So if you trade down, maybe that's a move for that. But they could really be in best player available in terms of cornerback and defensive linemen, right? I still think there's some pretty good pass rushers worth moving up in the second round if that's your prerogative, if that's what you want to do. Because we know Felix is obviously in year two. You have Mike Dana, you have George Karlaftis, but of course Charles Omenihue is recovering from his ACL injury. So I don't think you want to rush him. I know his rehab is going well right now, but you would like Charles Omenihue for the second half of the season, kind of like what occurred last year. So, hey, you might want to draft somebody, see if you can develop them over the course of their rookie contract, and hey, maybe they're a pass rusher, or maybe there's somebody who's a big man in the middle of the defense to sort of fill in, you know, because, you know, Derek Nnadi's on a one-year contract, Mike Pinnell's on a one-year contract, so you don't really have anybody next to Chris Jones for the long-term future. I know there's Neil Farrell, but he hasn't played much since he arrived last year as well. So defensive line in the interior or the edge, I think it's probably the top two, you know, potential position that the Chiefs could go after in the second round, especially if they want to trade up. I think cornerback is fascinating, of course, but I think the Chiefs have done so well on day three in the draft. You kind of understand and think it's logical for them to maybe wait for a cornerback until, you know, the fourth or fifth round. And then, yeah, you could do an offensive guard in the third round if you want to trade down, or obviously use some of the picks to trade back up into the third round. But at this point, I don't think they'll double up on receivers, even though that's a fun scenario. You say, hey, receiver. There are still some holes on this roster, some small ones that you want to develop for the course of the future. And I just think defensive line is probably the biggest priority on Brett Veach's list of things for tonight. And if things go a certain way and all the defensive linemen go earlier than you want, then obviously you can say, hey, there's still some pretty good guards in the late, you know, second round, early third round to go attach yourself to, so that it gives you some insurance in case there's an injury with, again, Joe Tooney or Trey Smith.
Everybody's talking about it, so I'll get you out of here with this. What did you make of Atlanta drafting Michael Penix with the eighth overall pick?
I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that they gave Kirk Cousins $100 million on a repaired Achilles when he was doing dropbacks on a tennis court, okay? So I don't understand what in the world they're doing. The Atlanta Falcons could have had the best defensive player that they evaluated in this year's draft class to, you know, help them win the division, help them beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which they can't do, you know, basically since the Tom Brady era started. So I don't love Michael Penix. He's okay. Thank God he's not Bo Nix. I know. I mean, somebody needs to stop Sean Payton. There needs to be more of a judicial system for Sean Payton in Denver. But, like, hey, I understand they don't have a clear backup, but why would you create your own quarterback controversy when you could have taken the best defensive player in this year's draft class? It makes utterly no sense because he's already got $100 million in the bank, and you have to play him this year, next year, and probably the year after that too. So, yeah, let's make the rookie quarterback upset too. It's stupid.
That is our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us on the show today. Nate Taylor works for The Athletic, covers the Kansas City Chiefs all over round one and looking ahead in the NFL draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nate, man, great talking to you, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that last question. I needed that for my soul because, God, it hurt last night.
Nate, that's why I'm here, man. I'm here for you.
You're my guy. You're my guy, see?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!